I have a guest on the show. So hello, Jack.
Hello. How are you guys all doing?
The audience, the listeners, the they're audience. Doing great. I'm gonna be audience stand-in. They're having a great time. They're listening to BFM. It's Wednesday. It's probably been a good time, I assume.
It's a great morning.
Hey, you know what? It has been. At least it's not raining. I feel like for a few weeks there it was not looking pretty, but at least now it's nice.
Yeah, we can stay dry on the way.
Oh my God, speak on it. I hate it. Sorry, gonna crash out about the rain, and we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about your music. 95 FM Top 10 has been loving your single Never Dreamed.
Yeah, the reception for it's been quite impressive. I'm not expecting it.
No, but great track, so maybe you should. Tell us a little bit about your journey before this kind of release and what your relationship with music's been like.
It's definitely been an interesting relationship. I've definitely gone through a very big change.
Yeah.
Specifically, the earlier stuff we were doing, I never felt a great connection to it. And it was a bit draining, I think, going into writing a song, because I was always trying to do it for the idea of money.
Wait, you went into it for the idea of money I guess, and decided to be a musician?
Yeah. No, it was just like when we were writing, I always just, the spaces I was in and like what I was kind of taught was to make something that would do well.
Right.
Not that anything has gone like viral, but I think I've definitely done a lot of searching and kind of realizing that's not the music that I like, because I've always found I write very differently to what I listen to.
Right.
But I found with like the newer stuff we've been doing, it's a lot more on track, especially like the very new stuff is very close to like what I would listen to.
That's so cool. And I feel like it's so cool that you feel like you've had a better reception to your newer stuff that you actually align with, which is just so great.
Yeah.
What was the switch for you then? What kind of made you go, oh, I need to start making music that I really enjoy and would like to listen to?
Honestly, we were talking about it before, Junk.
Yeah.
Junk last year, that complete, like the reception for that kind of music, which is music I love anyway, is just to see that there is a community for that and just how how easy it is for those like acts to be themselves, because I find that they're all so different and so themselves, but they all work so well together.
Exactly. It's hard though. I feel like it's hard to kind of start that journey and like kind of lean into the weirder side of music, but I don't know, as you're saying, I feel like there's such a huge community. Obviously 95 BFM listeners will know, like,
for sure,
there's definitely people that really love the weirder side of music being made in Aotearoa, so great
for
stuff.
For sure. Oh, it's great.
Yeah. What is your process like? So you've talked about there kind of been a switch in the way you've been making music. Was there anything kind of practical that kind of, in your, like, writing lyrics, producing, recording, did anything kind of change for you?
Yeah. We do a lot of what we do in my house and in the living room.
Shout out.
Which is great. It works really well, but I think it's just being more honest. I think just not being afraid of showing or like being myself in what I'm writing. I think it's a very scary thing to do, but I think it's quite important to feel comfortable doing that. I find like it's better represents my feelings and stuff, I guess.
That's so cool. We've been talking a lot about music being made now. What's kind of been inspiring you more specifically?
Definitely bands like Awning, for sure.
Great.
Like Soul to Criminals, School Fair, even just like my friends' bands as well.
Yeah.
Like my friend Josh, he's got like an ambient project, Trace, that's been really cool to listen to.
Cool.
My friend Slow Rage as well. They've been super great. My mate Alex Beattie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make cool music.
It's so cool that the community in New Zealand is so like insular, but you're all like bouncing ideas off each other and like getting better kind of as a community.
Yeah, it's working with people has definitely made me better. Like, I wouldn't be where I am or like making the kind of music I'm making without the reception I've had from my friends and working with them.
Oh, that's so cool. So great to hear. Tell me a little bit about your single, Never Dreamed. What's the story behind it?
Yeah, it's kind of exploring those, like, I guess the deterioration of sometimes, like, not even, like, relationships with people, just, like, in general, and I guess your relationship with yourself, how it's quite important to look out for you, because sometimes you can feel quite disconnected to yourself.
Right.
Especially when you're getting, you know, things get busy and you're kind of living on autopilot a bit, but is it quite important to, you know, check in with yourself and... Yeah, look out for yourself, I guess.
Oh, great message. Honestly, I feel like, especially at this point in most of our lives, we're all quite young.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so present. And yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
I think we should probably, let's have a listen, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to, this is Never Dreamed. Thank you so much for coming in to the studio this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been great.
Great.